One of the better-known playwrights was Christopher Marlowe, who preceded Shakespeare by only a few years. The son of a shoemaker, Marlowe was sent to the University of Cambridge on a scholarship. In London, he belonged to a circle of playwrights known as the University Wits. Following the practice of the day of creating a play with a specific actor in mind, Marlowe wrote for the considerable talents of Edward Allen. Marlowe was killed in a tavern quarrel at the age of 29. Ben Jonson was at once Shakespeare's intimate friend and a rival playwright. An exception to the general policy, Jonson was not strictly a company man. While his first important comedy, Every Man in His Humour, was produced in 1598 by the Lord Chamberlain's men, undoubtedly at Shakespeare's persuasion, he was also a frequent contributor to Philip Henslowe's repertory. Jonson was a poet and a literary critic as well as a dramatist. He was quarrelsome, he killed an actor in a duel, and controversial. Political overtones in his plays landed him more than once in jail. For all that, he ranks among the greatest English playwrights. The Elizabethan theatre also abounded in great actors. Richard Burbage, whose father built the theatre, played the leading roles in many of Jonson's and Shakespeare's plays. So great was Burbage's reputation in straight and tragic parts that one epitaph says of him, "The best tragedian ever played," and cautions poets to write no more. Or if you do it, let it be in comic scenes, for tragic parts, you see, die all with him. Actors had long since risen above their original status as vagabonds and servants. A few actors were held in such public esteem that their followers often attended the theatre just to see these favourite actors perform.